Good afternoon. Snow showers will still fly around the area, however, little if any additional accumulation today. Otherwise, skies will be cloudy, and it will not be quite as cold as it's been recently, with temperatures reaching into the upper 20s and lower 30s on average. Another disturbance will swing through the Midwest and into the region tonight with more light snow. By tomorrow morning, most locations will have 1 to 3 inches of snow, with some of the higher terrain getting as much as 4 inches by the time it winds down shortly after sunrise. Temperatures will start out in the teens to around 20 and then fall during the day behind this system as the wind picks up out of the northwest and becomes gusty. Readings will drop through the teens and into the single digits with wind chills by the end of the day going below zero. This will set us up for more Arctic air, and that will be with us until the end of the work week. Overnight Thursday night, temperatures will drop all the way below zero, and some locations will be between 10 and 20 below by Friday morning. Not much of a recovery Friday afternoon, with a mix of sun and clouds only back into the teens above zero. The active weather pattern will continue into the weekend with another weak disturbance passing by on Saturday with another round of light snow and temperatures in the mid-20s. Another and perhaps more potent system will enter the region on Sunday and last into Monday. Right now it looks like at least light snow, but if the elements come together along the East Coast, there could be a stronger storm developing, which would give us a more moderate to heavier snowfall into the early part of next week. Highs on Sunday and Monday will be in the lower 20s. Leftover snow showers behind this system on Tuesday with highs in the upper 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front extending from the Great Lakes back to the Central Plains will move eastward toward the East Coast by tomorrow morning. Snow will fall today over parts of the Central Rockies to the Mid-Missouri Valley as upper-level energy swings eastward, propelling that front. Winter storm warnings are out from the Colorado Rockies, where up to 18 inches of snow will fall in the ski areas, into the panhandle of Nebraska, where 5 to 8 inches of snow is expected across the high plains. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 83 degrees at Riverside and Saugus, both in California, to a low of 27 below zero at Glens Falls, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the upper 30s, Boston cloudy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, snow, 1 to 2 inches with highs in the lower 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high 61 set in 1991, and the record low 13 below zero in 1978. Sunrise this morning, 7:07 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:12 p.m. 10 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Light snow tonight, lows 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with snow showers today and highs in the middle 30s. Light snow likely tonight with lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Light snow likely tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s to around 30. More light snow tonight with lows back into the teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Light snow tonight with lows in the middle to upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, light snow ending early in the morning, then increasing sunshine, becoming windy with temperatures starting in the teens to around 20, but then falling for the afternoon. On Friday, a mix of sun and clouds below zero to start in the teens and single digits in the afternoon. Light snow on Saturday in the mid-20s. More light snow possible Sunday and Monday, perhaps some more significant snow, depending on the storm track, in the lower 20s, and leftover snow showers Tuesday, with highs in the upper 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.